watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. There appear to be no survivors from a Gatwick airport-bound plane carrying 53 British nationals, which crashed shortly after takeoff in India. The Air India 787 Dreamliner aircraft took off from Ahmedabad, carrying more than 240 people. It flew over a residential area before hitting what's believed to be a medical college. A resulting huge fireball was seen, followed by large plumes of black smoke. Ram Mohan is an Indian civil aviation minister. He says authorities are doing what they can to help casualties.
The priority is there that we have to save as many people as possible, and we have to give them the emergency service. And first of all, first work is that we have to get the people out.
Hundreds of rescuers and emergency service crews are at the scene. Aviation consultant Tim Atkinson told us what the next steps will be.
Investigators will already be standing up a team of specialists. That team will be domestic from the Indian aviation world, but also international. In a case like this, the state of the manufacturer of the aircraft, Boeing, so America, will be involved. The UK, having lost a significant number of citizens, will also be involved.
It's the first time a Boeing 787 Dreamliner has crashed in its 14-year history. Aviation expert Patrick Edmond told Classic FM that the model is packed with backup systems and is considered very safe.
Multiple hydraulic systems, multiple electric systems. Therefore, if something goes wrong, there is at least one and potentially two or more backup systems. Even the fact of it being a twin-engined aircraft, it's designed, like all aircraft, that it can withstand an engine failure at the worst possible time during takeoff.
The weather feeling muggy with heavy, perhaps thundery showers, above average highs today of 27 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
This is your Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this Thursday afternoon. We find Vivaldi at number 200, one of three entries for the Italian, the Gloria Indeed.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thursday afternoon, Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 started with the Gloria in D, the opening Gloria in Excelsis Deo, Vivaldi's music performed by Concerto Italiano and Rinaldo Alessandrini at number 200. 11 places below Vivaldi is Aaron Copland's Variations on a Shaker Hymn from Appalachian Spring, Simple Gifts. We just heard Zubin Mehta was with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. This year, all thanks to you voting, 3 entries for Maurice Ravel in his 150th anniversary year. And rising 49 places to 249, we find the Pavan. a good year for that work by Maurice Ravel. His Pavane climbing almost 50 places to number 249. The Lyon National Opera Orchestra under conductor Leonard Slatkin. 3:15 on Classic FM. And here is your chance to win tickets to one of the year's sellout concerts. Your opportunity to catch Ludovico Einaudi, the Italian pianist and composer, performing live this month, Monday the 30th of June is the date for your diary. He's going to be at the Royal Albert Hall, and also up for grabs for you, a luxury overnight stay. You and your other half, or whoever you want to take, could be at one of Einaudi's record-breaking headline concerts this summer. And afterwards, head back to the Marriott Hotel, Grosvenor Square, with breakfast, VIP surprises, plus money towards your travel as well. To enter, you need to text the word PIANO to 61812. I know you know that number well. And by entering, you'll have the chance to make a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Make Some Noise, Classic FM's charity, and you have got until 8 a.m. on the 23rd of June to enter. We may call you shortly after. Standard network rates apply. You must be 18 or over to enter. For full T's and C's, visit classicfm.com, please. Your chance to see Ludovico Einaudi live at the Royal Albert Hall by texting PIANO to 61812.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Composer Brian Tyler's music from the TV series Yellowstone. And before Yellowstone, it was Ludovico Einaudi, the man who has announced the longest continuous headline run by a pianist in the history of the Royal Albert Hall, with five shows this summer. A record-breaking run of dates from the 29th of June right through until the 4th of July. And your chance to win tickets to see him on Monday, the 30th of June. Ludovico Einaudi playing his own work on Classic FM, In Memory of a Dream. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heroics from Beethoven, the Eroica Symphony No. 3, the fourth and final movement. What a great performance by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Charles McCarris. 24 minutes to 4 here on Classic FM. The pianist Alfred Brendel, who I once had the absolute honour of going round to his house and having tea and Viennese cake one afternoon before interviewing him. Alfred Brendel plays a Schubert in just a moment.
Classic FM.
The orchestra that is Philharmonia Hungarica playing Joseph Haydn's music. We heard this afternoon the Minuet No. 1 in C. This is your Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Joggers on, trainers on for the London Marathon theme, The Trap by Ron Goodwin, who also conducted the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And Alfred Brendel, as promised, played Schubert's Impromptu in G flat. Just before Margarita is back with us on Classic FM. It's 10 to 4 right now. Time for Telemann. Thank you. Brings together the flute, the violin and the cello for a concerto, the second part played by Emmanuel Parhud and the Berlin Baroque Soloists. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday afternoon. Margarita Taylor is with us next here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at Viking.com.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an animal from £5 a month, helping protect these amazing species and their habitats. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Animal and help bring our world back to life.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything. Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn and she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. It's been reported in India that one person is claiming to have survived after an Air India Dreamliner 787 bound for Gatwick crashed after takeoff. 40-year-old Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is British, has impact injuries. More than 240 people were on board, including 53 British nationals. Classic FM's Fraser Knight has more.
Local police have said the survivor was sitting in seat 11A and is now receiving treatment in hospital. It's not clear how he survived, but parts of the plane appear to be intact.
Campbell Wilson is Managing Director and Chief Executive of Air India. He explained who had been on board the aeroplane.
Flight AI171 was carrying 230 passengers and 12 crew members on board. 169 are Indian nationals, 53 are British nationals. There are 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national. The injured passengers have been taken by local authorities to the nearest hospitals.
Experts have speculated that the Boeing 787's wings appeared to be in the wrong position on takeoff. Terry Tozer is a former airline pilot.
The one small clue, there is a video circulating and I can't see any sign of takeoff flap being set. You would have to have the correct flat setting for takeoff in order to get the performance it's designed to deliver.
It's understood the plane lost signal less than a minute after taking off. Shivana Raja is the Conservative MP for Leicester East. She told us the route is very popular.
Someone quite close to me actually had 2 members of their family on board. So we're trying to best support them.